Welcome to Basket Talks new episode. This is Mirdemir Demirer from Basket Talks. In this episode, we are with Juan Maroto. Hi, Coach, how are you?
I'm very fine. It's a pleasure to stay with you here.
Thank you for joining me and thank you for accepting my invitation. And how was your training goes? How was your season? Your season goes? I want to start with this.
Very hard season. EuroLeague season is always very hard. And especially in a club that sometimes is and sometimes is not. Then EuroLeague is usually hard. A lot of games. Every game is very hard, very tough for the players to not be injured. And we will play Friday, and 2 days before we have ACB game. The ACB is also more difficult than in a regular season, with Euro Cup with another. But good, we are doing more or less. We are living this year.
Yeah, nice to hear that. And yeah, I'm following EuroLeague, your EuroLeague match. I mean, I follow all the EuroLeague match, and you are in EuroLeague, so this is really a tough league.
It's very, really, really tough. And both leagues together is crazy. If you are Barça or Madrid with a lot of players, a lot of coaches, could be a little bit less, but in Valencia Basket with a not long roster and not long staff to prepare these games, it's really tough.
Yeah, in ACB, you have Real Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia, it's you and Badalona, Gran Canaria, you have a very tough team. Yeah. And
Baskonia like also.
Baskonia, yeah.
In the last games, the bottom of the league is growing up a lot. They are coming from the second division. The teams that are going up are great. They are signing good players. And now every game is not easy, you know, this year. This is the last years. Every game is a war.
Yeah, and then you are in Valencia Basket as an assistant coach. And I want to run back to your basketball career. When and where did you first become interested in basketball?
When I was very young, around 10 years, the PE teacher came to the school and saw us what is basketball, but everyone played football before. We make a team and we start from there, from nowadays. I was doing basketball and something more, study or working a little bit, because when you are more or less semi-professional, professional, you cannot work in regular jobs. But I study PE teacher and I start to first study and then make some classes to combine with the basketball.
Yeah, and at what point did you decide to become a coach?
I think it was a long process. It's not in one exactly point. While I was a player, and during especially the last years, I start to coach young teams, and I feel that I like it to do. More or less, my first team was in Paterna, a town near to Valencia, in La Salle Paterna. I start coaching there.
Yeah, and then step by step, you grow, right? Amateur level to professional and EuroLeague level.
When I was a player, I was coaching young teams, 5-6 years. When my career like a player ends, I start in a good level of basketball, like third division in Spain. More focus on the coach. Then from there, in Almásera, I started in Almásera. I signed in Valencia for a second team, young players, but not young, like 20 years from 16 to 20, that you know in professional life. The coach was out. The second coach take the team, and I from the second team become an assistant coach.
Yeah, actually, all my interviews guests saying like as a advice, if you want to be basketball coach, you need to work with kids like 5 and 6 years old. After that, one step up with like 13 years old and pro. I mean, they always say, don't think like I need to work with pro level, NBA level right now. You need to start with junior. And like you start with junior and step by step, you grow your career.
It's good for everyone to be in every level and to know every process of the player. But I think it's not mandatory to be a good coach in the professional. It's not really important because it's a lot of different, I think.
Yeah, it depends. And I want to ask you this question. And as an assistant coach of Valencia Basket, so what are your advice for young players?
First of all, is enjoy. Enjoy the game. It's to be responsible, that you have to enjoy every practice, every game, And your more responsibility is try to improve yourself every day. Don't press you too much. Don't put you under press too much to be a professional. Only the things don't go like you want. I know some players are, they put a lot of press on himself. I think it's not really a good point. The career of the players are not the same. It's not a regular process. Sometimes you are growing regular, sometimes you go a little bit down. You have to grow more or less every year, or put goals every year. I have to improve on my skills on this, on my defense. But I try to put goals more like this, more than specific goals like I have to score 20 points or to play 30 minutes or to be better than the other player. The basketball can help everyone in these points, not to be professional. To be professional, only 1%? No, of sure less yeah. than this.
I wonder, is it assistant coach always you seeing players and you looking players like a scout for traits? And then what are your criteria that for a player, like how a player can play in Valencia basket?
Well, in one hand, everyone knows that very important of to be a good player is your genetic, is your athleticism, is your something that you have to build a little bit. But when you born, probably is 90% is on your side. No, you can improve a little bit, but how is your body is very important. Then you have to take care of this. You have to grow this body. But the athleticism, I think now is a key part of to know where is this player, the level of this player, if coachable or is not coachable. This player, I think, is a good point. There are a lot of questions to know. The stats is a good point to this, to show, but you have to put this on another situations. That's yeah. important to realize.
Yeah, and then I was wondering before get injured, but my friends wonder it right now, and I want to ask that. I think the listeners are wondering too. As a young player, we playing our country, like in Turkey, in Spain, or in USA, and we want to be professional basketball player,
yeah.
and then we all want to play in EuroLeague teams. And then how can we show us to you as a player?
Professional team, that Valencia Basket, is not easy you to show. There are no one player that is in at this level has an agent to show going thinking in the first team, eh? But we have also the academy that we are more or less contact with the players in the region around Valencia. There are a lot of people who is showing to us. We built a great facility, only basketball facilities, 9 indoor courts and 4 outside courts. I think it's the biggest in Europe, only thinking in basketball. It's called it La Alquería del Basket. We have Department of Science to invest. It's growing a lot. We make a lot of clinics for the coaches, for the players. It's incredible. Basketball movement that is going and is coming to Valencia. And a lot of players contact with the Alqueria and they try to make a trials or something like this. We have a website and everyone can contact.
Yeah, we have this. Chance.
But we don't a club to recruit a lot.
Yeah.
It's not our mentality now. But there are some players that is coming, is showing us. They are making trials. Some of them is to be part of our club.
Yeah, thank you. And we talked about players and I want to talk about coaches. And then as a successful basketball coach, do you have any advice for young coaches, new coaches?
I think it's enjoy. Coaches, I see, try new things. It's okay. You have the responsibility of the players, but try new things to develop also you and to develop the players. And sometimes it's not the best, but you have to learn how to fix it if you... But is try to find your way. And the most important is be yourself also. A lot of coaches try to copy of the other coaches, and this is good, but always being yourself. Don't try to be other. Okay, you can copy some things of sure of the any player, of any coach, good coach or bad coach. In professional league and every league, everyone is copying, but the important is also be yourself.
Yeah, thank you. And let's move on to the final question. In your opinion, what are the musts of basketball?
Like I say in a lot of questions, is enjoy, compete. And when you ask me from the players, this is a skilled player, this is athletic player, but to be competitive is also very important. And try to respect the game, to respect yourself, to your teammates, to respect the opponent. I'm not only in the basketball, in every sport, or when a lot of sports is respect this, that is a game, and what means this.
Yeah, and thank you for coming and joining me for this interview, and thank you for everything.
Yeah, I have to say thank you, not you, because it's a pleasure for me, this invitation, and enjoy a lot. And thank you.
Thank you, and I hope we meet in real, because you often, I hope to say sometimes, come Turkey for EuroLeague match, like Fenerbahce,
Yeah.
Anadolu Efes. We have some EuroLeague teams.
We went also to play in a week. We played both
Really?
Efes and Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
Then you have to come to Valencia this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go to Valencia. And we play also with, last week we played Efes again.
Ah.
We are very happy with Efes. We won both. That is
Wow.
incredible. We have to win the future Fenerbahce, because we lost, and then we have to receive Fenerbahce at home.
Thank you for everything again, and see you soon.
Thank you very much. Maybe in the playoff, I will like. Thank
See
you
you.
Very much. See you. Thanks.
In this episode, we are with Juan Marato. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoy. See you in next episode. Bye bye.